Welcome to Vinyl Heat Lab, where we're building an 808 tail that feels like it came off a dusty dubplate, but still hits clean inside Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate DNB atmosphere move, and it's perfect for jungle, old-school rollers, breakdowns, and those transition moments where you want the low end to bloom, swell, and then fall away with attitude. The goal here is not just a long 808. We want a tail with shape, motion, and character. It should start with a solid hit, hang in the air for a moment, and then decay in a way that feels musical. Think of it as a low-end atmosphere layer, a tension builder, and a phrase marker all in one. First, choose your source. You can start with a clean kick that has a strong low body, an 808 sample, or an operator patch if you want full control. If you're using a sample, trim it so the tail is clean and make sure warp is off, if it's a one-shot that doesn't need stretching. If you're using operator, keep oscillator on a sine wave, pitch it low, and give it a short pitch envelope to create that initial transient. Now let's shape the decay. This is where the tail becomes a tool instead of just a long note. For a sample, extend the length somewhere around 400 milliseconds to about 1.2 seconds, depending on the tempo and how much space you need. If it feels too sharp at the front, soften the attack just a little. If the low end smears out too much, shorten the end slightly so it stays focused. If you're working an operator, use a quick attack, a decay that lives somewhere around 600 milliseconds to 1.5 seconds, no sustain, and a moderate release. The important thing is that the sound falls away naturally, not like it was cut off with scissors. Next, give it some jungle character with subtle pitch movement. Old school DNB usually doesn't need huge modern modulation. It needs a little instability, a little life. If you're an operator, you can use a small pitch drop at the start, so the transient feels punchy and the tail settles into the root note quickly. Another great trick is frequency shifter. Keep it very subtle, because we're not trying to turn this into an effect for effect's sake. Tiny offsets can add that worn, slightly unstable, vinyl-like feeling. Auto pan can also work nicely if you keep the rate very slow and the amount low, just enough to make the tail feel alive. Now let's build a stock Ableton chain that works well for this. A solid starting order is EQ8, saturator, drum bus, Redux or vinyl distortion, auto filter, utility, and then send a little to reverb or hybrid reverb on a return track. That's a very practical chain for this style, because it lets you shape the tone, add heat, age the sound, and keep the low end under control. Start with EQ8. Clean up the source first. If there's junk below the useful sub-range, gently high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. If it's muddy, try a small cut in the 180 to 300 Hz area. If you need the tail to speak a little better on smaller speakers, a light boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help. Just be careful not to overprocess the sub. We still want that physical low-end weight. Then add saturator. This is where the tail starts to heat up. A few dB of drive with soft clip-on can add harmonics and thickness without destroying the shape. That's important, because those harmonics help the tail translate on headphones, monitors, and smaller playback systems. It also gives you that warm, worn, heated vibe that works so well in jungle-inspired material. After that, try drum bus. This device is great for old-school punch and bloom. Keep the drive moderate, add just a touch of crunch if you want more grime, and be very careful with boom. In this style, too much extra low-end can step on your kick and main bassline. If you want the tail to feel more like atmosphere than a drum hit, keep the boom low or even off. Damp can help keep the whole thing dark and controlled. Now bring in some age. Redux can roughen the signal with a little bit of downsampling and reduced bit depth. Don't crush it too hard. You want texture, not digital collapse. Vinyl distortion is another great choice if you want a more obvious dust and mechanical character, but again, keep it subtle. The goal is a sound that feels lived in, not gimmicky. Auto filter is next, and this is one of the most important pieces for the tail build. Use it to make the sound evolve over time. A low-pass filter works beautifully here. Start a little brighter, then automate the cutoff down through the decay so the tail feels like it's sinking into the mix. That kind of movement is very old school. It gives you the feeling of tape wear, dub decay, and atmosphere dissolving into the arrangement. Then use utility to keep the stereo picture under control. The low end should stay centered and stable. Any width should live above the sub, in the harmonics and texture. If the sound starts feeling too wide in the low band, pull it back. A mono sub is still one of the cleanest ways to keep this kind of effect working in a busy DNB mix. For reverb, keep it on a send rather than putting it directly on the channel. That way, the main tail stays punchy and focused, and the space is something you blend in carefully. On the return, use hybrid reverb or a regular reverb with a short to medium decay, a bit of pre-delay, and strong filtering. High pass the reverb so it doesn't muddy the sub, and roll off the top end so it stays aged and atmospheric instead of shiny. Now comes the part that really makes it a tail build instead of just a stag sound: automation. In your arrangement view, automate the filter cutoff, saturator drive, drum bus drive, reverb send, volume, and any motion parameters like frequency shifter or auto pan. Over an 8-bar transition, you can start with the tail restrained and dark, then slowly open it up, add saturation, increase the space, and finally pull it back down right before the drop. That push and pull is what creates tension. A classic jungle move is to start the tail narrow and dark, let it open during the build, and then filter it down or cut it hard right before the drop lands. That sudden change creates anticipation and leaves room for the drums to slam back in. It's not about making the tail huge all the time. It's about using it to control energy across the phrase. When you place this in the arrangement, think like a drummer and a sound designer at the same time. Put it under the last kick of a phrase, after a snare fill, or as a response to a break chop. It works especially well at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar section, right before a change. And because this is drum and bass, the tail has to support the groove, not fight it. If the break is busy, keep the tail simpler. If the arrangement is sparse, you can let it breathe a little more. If the tail overlaps with a dense break and starts to blur the transients, use a bit of sidechain compression or manually dip the volume around the busiest hits. Keep it subtle. We're not going for a pumping EDM effect here. We're just making room so the groove stays clean and the atmosphere stays elegant. Once the chain feels good, resample it. This is a very useful DNB workflow. Record the result to a new audio track, then cut the best parts and treat it like arrangement material. You can reverse the last section into a drop, layer a second version an octave up for extra presence, or chop the tail into little ghost phrases. Audio gives you more control and often feels more authentic than endlessly tweaking plugins. A few coach notes will help you keep this technique sounding like proper jungle craft. First, think in layers of time. The sound should have an initial hit, a sustain phase, and a falling away phase. If all three feel the same, it will sound static. Second, use contrast. The busier your break programming is, the simpler the tail can be. Third, tune it by ear to your track key. Even a gritty tail still needs to sit musically. If the note is clashing, transpose it rather than endlessly trying to EQ it into place. Also, remember that resonance can be your friend when used lightly. A small bump around the fundamental or upper bass area can make the sound feel like it's speaking instead of just rumbling. And don't let this tail become a substitute for your actual bass line. It should suggest motion and gravity, not replace the groove. If you want to push the idea further, try a dual stage tail. Keep one layer clean and controlled, then add a second layer that's more distorted, filtered, and wide, and bring that second layer in only after the transient. You can also make the decay velocity sensitive, if you're triggering it by MIDI, so harder hits stay brighter and longer while softer hits fall back quicker. That adds a very playable feel. Another great trick is split frequency processing. Keep the low band clean and mono, the mid band dirty and saturated, and high band full of texture, hiss, or vinyl air. That way you can get width and character without wrecking the sub. You can even build a quiet noise bed or crackle layer underneath, if you want the whole thing to feel more like a found texture than a polished sample. If you're using Ableton Live 12 devices like Roar, that can be a fantastic way to add controlled aggression. Keep the drive modest and use it as a heat stage rather than a destroyer. Frequency shifter can also add that worn tape instability in a very subtle way. And if the tail needs more physical resonance, Corpus can add a nice tuned body when used lightly. For arrangement, think beyond one-off effects. Use this tail as a phrase marker, a drop fakeout, a response to a fill, or the thing that bridges one section into the next. In jungle and old-school DNB, atmosphere often works best when it feels like part of the rhythm section. If the tail answers the break rather than just sitting underneath it, the whole track starts to feel more alive. Here's a good practice exercise. Build a 4-bar vinyl heat tail transition. Start with a clean 808 or sub kick, extend the tail to about 1 second, and build a chain with EQ8, saturator, drum bus, auto filter, and utility. Automate the filter opening over 2 bars, push the drive up a little, and let the volume fall slightly at the end. Add a short reverb send, resample it, and reverse the last half as a pickup into the next phrase. Then make 3 versions, one clean and deep, one rough and dusty, and one dark and filtered. Compare which one works best over a breakbeat loop. If you remember one thing from this lesson, make it this. Atmosphere in DNB is not just decoration. It's rhythm, tension, and weight. A well-built 808 tail can glue a phrase together, add personality to a transition, and give your track that dusty, double-A track energy that screams jungle and old school from the first bar. Now go build it, automate it, resample it, and make that tail talk.